Thank you. We had a time of communion every first Sunday of the month is communion service at
Pentecost.
And there's prayer times on Sunday morning from 9:50 and also Wednesday evening. We're going to have the first principle learning time in Japanese from 2. And on next week will be Peo, which is the Lang Lang's baby. His dedication ceremony will be next week. Their family will be coming, so let's pray for them.
水場で献金箱を待ってませんけど、後ろに献金箱ありますので、この働きのためにお願いください。
As Mizuba, we don't pass around an offering bucket, but let's continue to worship God through our tithes and our offerings.
いろんな働きもありますので、参加してくださると思います。
And there's all sorts of ways that you can be part of this community and serve in different ways, so if you would like to do something, come and talk with us.
今日の子供のメッセージはマークさん、そして通訳はめぐみさんにお願いします。
Mark will be giving the kids' message, and Megumi will be translating. So all the kids, if you're not already sitting in the front row, come on up.
I won't bite. I might choke, but I won't bite. Good morning. Good morning. So how was everybody's week? Who's glad that school is almost over for going to CHA? No? or something else that's over, we are finally done with the book of Genesis. Who knows what we'll be talking about next? Where are you supposed to go? Where? What? Say it.
Exodus.
Good job. How did you know? Crazy. You're so smart. Yeah, like your father. So we are. We're going to move into the book of Exodus. And the time between the end of Genesis and the beginning of Exodus is about 300 years. And if you remember, when Jacob and his family moved to Egypt, there was only about 70 people. But God had promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that they would be fathers of a nation, that they would have many, many, many descendants. And Exodus is really cool because that's where we see this has happened. They are now a nation. Even though they're in Egypt, they have now grown to about 2 or 3 million people. So the Egyptians actually were a bit afraid and said, let's start using the Israelites as slaves. And so they worked really hard and made them build cities, hoping that maybe it would weaken them. But guess what happened? What do you think happened? We're not there yet. Oh, you tell my story? No, they got bigger yet. So Pharaoh said, I got it. I know what we do. We will kill all of their baby boys and their boys. And he told the ladies that helped deliver the babies that you need to kill it if it's a baby boy. But seeing how in Israel were people that feared God, what do you suppose they did or they did not do? As far as the boys, what do you think they did? Do you think they killed them?
No,
they didn't kill them. They feared God and they said, we can't do this. And so, oh, the Israelites still got bigger. So Pharaoh said, you know what? This plan didn't work. I got a new plan. All baby boys, when they're born, must be thrown into the river. Now let's see. They treated them as slaves, trying to make them not get bigger and stronger. He told the midwives, you need to kill off the baby boys when they're born. Neither of those worked. Do you really think, Pharaoh, this is going to work? But he's desperate, so he says, this is what we must do. And so that leads us into the beginning of Exodus chapter 2. And we're told that there's a man and a woman of Levi who have a baby boy, and they keep him hidden for 3 months because they're kind of scared that they were supposed to put him in the river. Why are you stealing my story? What did they do? What do you think they did? They're right. So they did put him in the river, but he was in a basket. And I'm gonna guess, let's see, does everybody know who this baby is? Okay, on the count of three, say his name. 1, 2, 3. Hey, it's Moses. And so Moses' story is a really, really cool story. but it's also really, really long.
So we're actually going to leave it right there, and we'll have to continue on next week with Moses.
It won't be next week because I won't be here.
But what I want you guys to take from this story is that man will try and keep us, Satan will try and keep us from doing God's work. Even though Satan was defeated at the cross, he still thinks that he's somehow going to win. And so there will be times in your life that you just feel like, oh my goodness, I'm never going to get to do what God wants me to do. I'm sure at some point the Israelites thought that. We are never going to become the nation that God wants us, we are stuck here and they keep trying to kill us. But like I've said so many times this year, God's plan does not stop just because of what Satan was trying to do. And so like Israel, when we choose to follow God and do what He wants us to do no matter what, He will bless us and give us favor. And He doesn't do that so that we can say, look at me, look what all I have. Or look how famous I am. He does that so we can be a blessing to others, so we can tell other people about Him and how good He is. So just remember, God is watching over us, and His plan will come to you. Will be finalized despite anything Satan has put in our way. Heavenly Father, I thank You for Your Word in the Bible. Thank You that we can look at these stories and see how Your plan always that even when Satan tries his hardest to keep things from happening, You still come out victorious. You still allow Your plan to happen. Thank You that in these stories we can see how good and loving of a Father You are. And I ask, Lord, that You would use Your words to draw us, draw these children closer to You. And Lord, please give us a burden for those who don't know You and help us be willing to share Your good news. So Lord, I just ask that these children would just be a bright light shining in the darkness here in Japan. And I just ask that You would use them to show the kids around them who You are. We love You and thank You. Peace.